Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Pete. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jojo Morrissey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sugar Cain. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sugar Cain. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting second. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Eldon Auker. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling strikes out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jojo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrissey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrissey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane hits a line drive towards the mound. Auker catches it and throws to first to double up Sewell. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burns moves to second. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is hit by the pitch. Burns moves to third. Owen moves to second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive towards third. Morrissey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peete hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Peete reaches second base with a double. There goes Appling trying to get to home. Goslin throws the ball into Owen, who relays the ball to Cochran, who tags Appling, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jojo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrissey is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrissey strikes out. 1 out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sugar Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain is 0 for 1 in the game. Cain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Ocker, and towards Owen, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eldon Ocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ocker is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ocker strikes out. 2 outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic bunts towards the mound. Ocker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Krivic moves to third. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krivic scores. Haas moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haas scores. Bonura moves to third. Appling moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Pete is walked intentionally. Jojo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrissey is 0 for 2 in the game. Morrissey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Bonura scores. Appling moves to third. Pete moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-0, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. Pete scores. There goes Morrissey trying to get to third. Goslin throws the ball into Owen, who tags Morrissey for the out. 2 outs. It's 5-0, White Sox. Sugar Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain is 0 for 2 in the game. Cain strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Haas. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Cochran moves to third. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goslin hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krivic bunts towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to second. One out. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haas hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Simmons. Haas reaches second base with a double. Radcliffe scores. It's 6-0, White Sox. Roxy Lawson now pitching. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a line drive into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Owen hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrissey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Pete takes first base on ball 4. Jojo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrissey is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Morrissey bunts for an out with unknown description. Pete moves to second. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Sugar Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain is 0-for-3 in the game. Cain hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 3 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Cochran goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1 White Sox. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 3 in the game. Goslin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Hayworth now catching. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to second. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Haas bunts for an out with unknown description. Radcliffe moves to third. Krivic moves to second. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling is thrown out after the base hit. Radcliffe scores. Krivic scores. Bonura moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-1, White Sox. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Pete hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonura scores. It's 9-1, White Sox. Jojo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pete. The throw from Hayworth and he is safe. Pete steals second. Jojo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrissey is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morrissey takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Walker reaches second base with a double. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Kane covering. It's a double play. Walker scores. Two outs. It's 9-2, White Sox. JoJo White pinch hits for Roxy Lawson. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-4 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.